It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Godzilla and Kong, the New Empire, the latest edition in the MonsterVerse, which has its moments of campy entertainment and moments of CGI indulgence. This one, however, has CGI indulgence, and it ends up getting boring. This time we have Godzilla battling monsters in Rome and sleeping in the Colosseum, while Kong is trying to find more giant apes of his kind, and he finds a hidden tribe of them. One of them is a little red ape who becomes his new friend, and one of them is their leader who plans to destroy the fabric of all realities, and he's known as Scar King. Returning actors consist of Rebecca Hall as the main scientist, Eileen Andrews, Kaylee Hoddle as her deaf adoptive daughter, Gia, and Brian Tyree Henry as the conspiracy theorist, Bernie Hayes, and joining the cast is Dan Stevens as a vet who is a British cross between Ace Ventura and Peter Quill. There are colorful visuals from time to time, like how Godzilla can now light up magenta, and I like the performances from Steven and Hoddle, but Godzilla and Kong the New Empire didn't work for me. I got bored by the special effects, fighting, and fast talking. It's basically the same problems we've seen in the franchise and many other franchises. Godzilla Minus One, however, is the better recent Godzilla movie for obvious reasons, one of them being that it was more thrilling and emotional than this one is. Godzilla and Kong may work as campy entertainment for you, but I'll save my likes for better movies, 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.